Here's a story about a consequence of illegal immigration that doesn't get a lot of attention. Some of America's most environmentally sensitive land lies along the border with Mexico. And those wildlife refuges, national monuments, and forests are being torn up by illegal immigrants and by the Border Patrol chasing them. NPR's Ted Robbins reports.
The Buenos Aires National Wildlife Refuge is a rolling grassland and desert surrounded by mountains in southern Arizona. It was created to protect the creatures who make this home.
I've seen jackrabbits that stand as tall as the front of my truck. Hawks, a lot of hawks. I've seen a golden eagle. I've seen the pronghorn.
Jenny Neely began visiting the refuge a decade ago. Then she started volunteering. But now...
Now I'm afraid to even drive to the areas where we used to meet our volunteers by myself.
That's because this refuge for wildlife has become a highway for drug smugglers and economic refugees, and a staging area for the Border Patrol. On a bright, windy day, I hop in an SUV with Assistant Refuge Manager Sally Gall to see for myself. We drive south to a dirt road about 2 miles north of the Mexican border. Trails split off from the road on both sides. Not designated trails, paths created by repeated illegal crossings.
These areas here, not only is it an immigrant trail, but see where all the vegetation is. This is a pull-out spot for law enforcement and mostly Border Patrol. And they, you know, this is happening all over the refuge.
We get out of the vehicle and climb over a barbed wire fence pushed down by crossers before us.
We are estimating a good 200 to 300,000 immigrants through this valley a year.
We're walking along a trail, which looks like it's certainly wide enough for a vehicle. And we're coming up along, well, it kind of looks like, frankly, a trash dump. What is it?
Yeah, this is bad.
The ground is covered with rolls of toilet paper, water jugs, backpacks, and clothing left behind when smugglers ordered crossers into vehicles to make the trip north. Add to that SUVs, ATVs, and motorcycles the Border Patrol uses to pursue the crossers. That's why Jenny Neely went from a visitor and volunteer here to an activist for the environmental organization Defenders of Wildlife.
The enforcement measures that follow that traffic are at least as bad, if not worse, to the landscape.
She blames policies which for a decade have walled off access in urban areas and pushed people into areas like this. Almost 4,000 people have died crossing the desert, and there's been no drop-off in overall illegal immigration.
And so to say that we just have to pay the price and sacrifice some of the crown jewels of America's public land system for a policy that is questionable at best to achieve what?
Environmentalists like Neely also say they fear the Real ID Act passed by Congress last year. That law allows the Department of Homeland Security to build border barriers without going through environmental review. David B. Miller is with the Border Patrol. He agrees there's been damage.
Well, there's certainly a huge impact on public lands as a result of the illegal alien activity, cross-border activity.
But B. Miller says it's not the Border Patrol's fault. He blames illegal immigrants and those who smuggle them. B. Miller is the public lands liaison for the Border Patrol's Tucson sector, which covers most of Arizona. He's been trained in environmental law, and he says the Border Patrol now has policies to minimize its impact.
It's not necessary for a Border Patrol agent to go off-road for any reason, with the exception of actually following foot sign or tire sign or any other illegal cross-border traffic.
So only in pursuit?
Only in pursuit, correct.
But the bottom line is, if you got to pursue, you pursue, right?
Correct.
I mean, wherever it is.
Correct.
It's such a beautiful area, and it still is.
Assistant Refuge Manager Sally Gall.
But, you know, it's sad in some ways, but also discouraging that we need to deal with this on a day-to-day basis.
The government continues to put more resources on the Arizona border to stop the flood of illegal immigrants. But critics say even if the effort here is successful, it will just push the problem elsewhere to other public lands. Ted Robbins, NPR News.